What is good, guys, and welcome back to the Hype Report. This is now episode 3, and in today's episode, we've got some bangers. We have some unreleased kicks. We have some SB dunks. Everyone loves some SBs. And yeah, we've got some really, really fire pieces. So let's get into it with the weekly roundup. So one thing that broke into the streetwear space this week was the Las Vegas Grand Prix from Formula One. We saw two kind of Formula One inspired streetwear collaborations. One was the Mischief and Lando Norris collab, or like kind of this like big promo they were running with Lando Norris. His helmet, his racing helmet, actually had this Mischief snake all over it, which was pretty sick. And the Las Vegas sphere was also lit up in his helmet, which was like powered by Mischief. And I think on the grid as well, he rocked some like Mischief crepes. Mischief varsity jacket as well. And yeah, it's really nice to see these kind of brands and streetwear brands come into different subcultures, especially sports. As a big sport fan myself, it's really sick to see. We also saw something very similar with Palace and Alpine, I believe it's pronounced. I made a TikTok covering the collaboration and I said Alpine, and I got absolutely ripped to shreds. So yeah, Palace and Alpine, they released a full collection. Some really cool bits, they had like caps, racing jackets, a hoodie and a couple other bits. I did pass on it purely because I'm not a massive F1 guy, but yeah, it's nice to see brands come into the kind of sports space. The crossover between sport and streetwear is really, really interesting to me, and I'm sure we're going to see many more in the near future. Crocs are also back in the streetwear scene or fashion scene as they collaborated with McDonald's, two brands that have been doing a lot in this space at the moment. I think McDonald's recently collaborated with Palace, and Crocs are obviously always doing the most with the Cars Crocs, the Cowboy Boot Crocs, the Mischief Crocs. Yeah, they're collaborating like crazy at the moment. So we saw four different McDonald's Crocs release. Three were kind of irrelevant. And then we saw the main one, which is like the iconic McDonald's branding. Some the kind of like fries, gibbets on the Mackey's Crocs, which were cool. But I think there's so many other better Crocs at the moment that have recently released, especially in their like collaborative pieces, like the Cars Crocs, for example, like McQueen Mater Crocs. So I passed on all of them, but it was interesting. But I think Crocs have got to be careful because they're doing so much at the moment. I think it's probably only a matter of time before they burn out the hype on these collaborations. But saying that, I was having a conversation with someone the other day because Crocs have collaborated with Palace, I think like a couple years ago now. And we were saying like if Crocs ever collaborated with Supreme and made like a Supreme Croc, it would be like really hard. Like it would be mental, but it would also be really like on that fine line of being quite cringe. So we were like, do we want it to happen or not? So we had quite a long conversation about Supreme and Crocs, but yeah, Crocs and McDonald's came together. I passed on it. Maybe in the next Crocs collab, I might be buying something up. We also had the announcement of the Nike Dunk Valentine shoe that's dropping this year. Every year we kind of see a Valentine sneaker. It's usually a Nike shoe, or Nike will do it pretty much every single year. And this year we're seeing a Nike Dunk Low, and it got a lot of traction on social media for a Nike Dunk Low, a pretty like just routine shoe. It's kind of covered in like multiple different suede and fluffy red and white swoosh. It's all like these fluffy materials. Kind of reminds me of the Grateful Dead SB Dunks, except not quite as cool as them. But yeah, they're dropping February 2024. We will see. I'm probably going to pass on them, but still another shoe that got a lot of attention this week. It'd be interesting to see if there's any resale on them or how they perform in the resale market in February next year. Another shoe that went viral this week was the Simpsons and Adidas collaboration. We saw three Adidas silhouettes. We saw, I believe, the NMD, a Forum Low, and the Adidas Foam, like Adi Superstar, which was mental. So that was the kind of main one people were like looking at. Like it was crazy. It's there like, I guess Adidas' new foam runner, if you like, to like substitute that Yeezy. Like they're missing obviously the Yeezy element there at the moment. It was really strange because it had the Simpsons skyline like printed all over the shoe, which was bizarre. I don't know how anyone could ever rock it, but it's nice to see, again, another cool collaboration. It was fine, but it's probably not a shoe that's like super easy to rock. The NMD was cool. Again, not a shoe that's very in trend at the moment, like the silhouette. And then the Forum Low was also okay, but I passed on all of it. But again, another interesting collaboration. We're seeing so many brands and so many from different like subcultures and different spaces kind of come together and collaborate at the moment. And it is cool, but sometimes they just don't tend to work. And I did like the Simpsons collab. Like, I'm not saying it was bad, but it probably, I don't know. It wasn't for me. There's a lot more interesting collaborations going on at the moment, so I did decide to pass. We also found out this week that the Jordan 4 hype had pretty much officially died, or at least in certain colorways. We saw the Jordan 4 Olive release, the Jordan 4 Craft Olive release, and it is completely sitting. I mean, I don't know if any size has sold out on sneakers. When I last looked this morning, they were all had a full size run, which isn't a surprise because the shoe is pretty ugly and the retail is 200 quid. And there's so many shoes around at the moment for a more affordable price and just that look better. They might not have the same hype as a Jordan 4, but the actual sneaker itself will look better than the Jordan 4. The colorways are better. The quality is probably definitely better. And the price is so much more affordable. And I think people are really kind of coming to it to realize that now. So yeah, another flop of a Jordan 4. The colorway was definitely not for me. In fact, I thought it was probably the worst colorway I've seen this year of any Jordan release entirely this year. And yeah, it was a mad pass from me, bro. I was no way I'd be caught rocking one of them. We also saw another Supreme drop this week. It was pretty dry, no collaboration, just standard lookbook pieces. The craziest bit, well, there was kind of two bits from the release that caught people's eyes. One was the face mask fleece, with like Polartec face mask fleece. It's a tongue twister, and that was cool. It was nice. I did pass on it because by the time I got on the Supreme site, like 4:15, the only colorway remaining was the yellow, and that wasn't for me. We also saw, or they did release something which was pretty mental, and that was the Supreme Fuck'em sign that retailed at £9,000. I think I could not justify buying it. I would like it, but it was just insanely expensive. And two, if I did buy it, I think I probably would be disowned by my parents if they ever found out I bought it. And they do watch my videos now, which is pretty disappointing, because I can't buy too much crazy shit because it does come back to me, unlike when I was a lot smaller of a creator and I didn't really know what I was doing on the internet. And now they do. So yeah, big pass on Supreme this week. Another crazy collaboration was Trapstar and Xbox. Yeah, they actually released, I think, 10 Trapstar branded Xboxes, like official Xboxes. They are not for sale. They're all like kind of private sales, so like friends and family pieces. But they also did release a bunch of jerseys that I think went on sale last week. And they just had like Trapstar football type jersey with Xbox kind of sponsor branding on the front. I didn't buy any of them, but I would have liked to see maybe a Trapstar Xbox release. That would have been really cool. That definitely is some kind of like cool home decor, but unfortunately, friends and family only. Another product that went viral this week was the Oakley and Fight Club shades. So they released 25 years ago in collaboration with the Fight Club film that released in 1999. And they were so viral, they were so hyped at the time that they just sold out. You couldn't get them anywhere. And they finally re-released them. They are retailing at 2.3K. Now, I'm not a massive eyewear type of guy. I don't know loads about it, but it went viral all across social media. I mean, it popped up on Hypebeast and other like outlets. They've already completely sold out on this release, the new release that is. And they are super popular for many reasons. One, because they obviously appeared in the iconic Fight Club film and Brad Pitt wore them. It was like kind of like this iconic, you know, eyewear piece that he rocked. And also Michael Jordan designed them. He helped to debut them in 1998, and I'm not sure like artistically what he did, but I know he was a big fan of them and helped create them back in 98, or even before that. And yeah, man, they are so popular. Spending, it says it all when an item sells out for 2.3K so quickly like they did. They're sick. Not for me, I'm probably not cool enough to rock them. But another really good example of kind of fashion brands collaborating into different niches and industries. And this one's obviously eyewear and fashion, and then like a massive cinema, massive hit like Fight Club. Really, really cool to see. Last week, we also saw Broken Planet released on the 10th of November, the third collection of their Darkest Hours campaign type thing. They had some really cool bits. They had graphic hoodies, cargos, beanies, I think, and a bunch of other bits as well. Most of the garments sold out. There's a few bits sitting on the website, but people ate up the hype as usual. Broken Planet are continuously killing it. And literally everywhere I go, man, someone's rocking Broken Planet. I've came in to London today and I must have seen about 5 or 6 hoodies of just teenagers and like young adults rocking Broken Planet. I mean, these guys are absolutely smashing it, man. I'm sure we're gonna see a lot more Broken Planet continue into the new year. And yeah, the guys are absolutely killing it over there. This week we had confirmation that one of the best sneakers of the entire year is finally dropping, and it is loaded up on sneakers right now. It is, of course, the SB Dunk April Skateboard collaboration. It's actually releasing on the 20th of November on the Monday in certain skate shops, but then on the 27th of November, the following week, 7 days later, on the Nike sneakers app. And these are absolutely beautiful. I love them. The pre-orders actually aren't even that expensive. You can probably buy them on StockX now for 300 quid. And I think they are absolutely gorgeous. They've got the metallic swoosh, the turquoise suede, Bro, it is fire. I've got some mesh on them as well. They are absolutely unreal. I think if you're into SBs, if you're into sneakers, this is an absolute must. I think for me, my luck on Nike sneakers is fucking awful. So I've already understood that I'm gonna have to be paying resale prices. So after this podcast goes out, I probably would have already bought them because they're dropping on certain skate shops like Monday, which is the day this podcast actually comes out. So yeah, that day, hopefully I might have already grabbed them. I'm willing to pay about £300 for them. I think that's an absolute fair price considering what you get with this shoe, man. They are phenomenal. Yeah, so key info, Nike sneakers, Monday the 27th? It might be Monday the 27th. Whenever the 27th of November is, that's when they're dropping. It'll probably be 8 a.m. I'm getting a thumbs up behind the camera, so I believe that is correct. They are fire, man. So go get them. They're really, really clean. If you want a good SB, bro, they are for you, man. They're beautiful. Balenciaga are also back in the news and their controversy continues as they are releasing a viral towel for £925. Yes, literally a bathroom towel. The same towel you can get from B&M or Primark or wherever for literally like £5, £10, whatever it may be. They are releasing it for 925 quid, which is insane. The towel is branded as unisex, which I don't understand how the towel has some kind of gender or sex. And it has loads of other weird stuff going along. It features two buttons and it fits around the mid-waist. It also has an adjustable strap. Balenciaga are no stranger to weird, controversial, and overpriced products. I think in 2021, it even might have been early 2022, we saw a Balenciaga bin bag released for nearly £2,000. Those guys are doing the most. I obviously not buying it, bro. I mean, if you genuinely buy that towel, I would actually love to see like the orders on that. But I would love to see who purchases that towel. I truly don't believe anyone's gonna buy it. I put money on no one to buy that. I mean, what is the point? I would love to see the actual like checkout lists and the sales and the order history of this towel. I think you can pre-order it. I mean, for some reason you can pre-order it. It's not even like properly out yet. Or if it is out, you're gonna have to wait weeks and weeks and maybe even months to get hold of it in hand. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I can't believe you would spend nearly a grand on a towel and not even have it the next day or whatever, mate. Literally one of the worst fashion related items I've seen in a long, long time. This week, we also had some kind of like personal success. Well, like for me, I had some personal success as in collaboration with the Fella Studios and the Hype Report podcast. I got put on to celebrate the launch of the show. We put the show on, or the Fellas team put the show on the billboard in Leicester Square. Me and my girlfriend and some of the Fellas team went to check it out. And bro, it was crazy, man. She is behind the camera celebrating right now. It was sick, mate. Like, it was actually mental seeing, especially the journey I've been on, going from kind of creating shitty TikToks in my parents' bedroom to being on the billboard in Leicester Square. Big up to the Fellas and big up to the Hype Report and everyone who's working on it, man. We're doing the most, and you know, I'm really blessed for the opportunity. And yeah, man, I mean, it's been a really long road for me. I mean, like, one of the most kind of frequent questions I get is, how do I get into the position I'm in, or how do you become like a TikToker or content creator or whatever? And I get it, especially in like the type of content I make, because I think people just see like on the surface layer of me just buying loads of weird shit and spending loads of money, when the reality is there's a shitload of budget behind it. We've got to be really careful with like what I buy. It's really well planned. There's scripts, there's so much going on. And it also, a lot of it's like based around my health. Like, if you've watched my videos consecutively over the last few years, you've seen I made a couple of videos on my kind of health and disease and condition and stuff. And a lot of people don't see off camera. Like, I film and I'm like, fucked. I have to like sleep or rest and take a shitload of meds and spend a shitload of money on private doctors because I don't like the kind of disease and condition I have can't be covered by the insurance. This kind of social media stuff really had to work for me. Coming back to the billboard, that billboard moment was really like this full circle moment of definitely not completion, but definitely kind of a celebratory moment where I could be like, shit, we've actually kind of progressed. And on to the next chapter where hopefully we can even push on and keep progressing even more. So yeah, big up to the Fellas and ultimately big up to you guys for supporting me on this journey. And it was fucking sick. And my parents went down to Leicester Square. They took some photos. I can't put my mum on the screen, but I can send over the one to my dad because he's been on my TikToks quite a lot. He took a couple of selfies in front of the billboard. So big love, bro. Big love, everyone. So this shoe right here summarizes probably everything I love about sneakers and streetwear and kind of this whole community and space as an entity. And that is, of course, it's a brand from YouTuber Calyx and Rocky called No Two Ways. Now this is their latest release called the Mocha colorway. Before I actually go into the shoe itself, I have a bit of a backstory with No Two Ways. So I actually applied, I think it was probably their first kind of hire back in the day. It was in 2021, so I applied for a social media job there before I started TikTok, and I had multiple interviews with Cal and a couple of like their like behind the scenes team as well. And it was a really good process. Unfortunately, I didn't actually get it, but yeah, it was a really good process. And you know, thankfully, it's literally been the only job I think I've ever properly applied for, like full time job I ever really wanted. I saw what the boys were doing at the over at No Two Ways, and the brand was really interested me. And I think the main interest point came from the fact that it was a content creator who made a shoe, which making a shoe, like, for people who are outside the sneaker game, is literally fucking, it's almost impossible. Like, it's so hard, especially if you don't have much funding or whatever. It's so hard to make. It's not like a normal YouTuber merch or t-shirt or hoodie. The actual detail and the kind of the requirements to make a shoe is so hard. So yeah, I really wanted to be involved. Unfortunately, like I said, I didn't get it, but it was, you know, thankfully I've gone on to do other stuff. But I've closely followed the brand. So yeah, the boys have been killing it. And today we have their latest release, an early access pair. I believe this release is on the 23rd. Is it the 23rd? Yeah, so the 23rd, which is 23rd of November. I believe it's this week as the podcast will come out. So yeah, they'll be coming out at the end of this week or whatever. And yeah, the shoe itself is phenomenal, man. And I could sit here all day and speak about the new buck that is used, the leather that's used. In fact, I watched an interview when I was researching the shoe, that the leather on this shoe, or the No Two Ways Crepes in general, is the same leather used on the Jordan 1 Dior sneaker, which for context resells on the secondary market for 15 to 20 bags, which is crazy. And this retail at £110. And to think, if you compare what you get with this shoe to its other like competitors, so like let's say Nike, right? So if you want to buy a Nike Dunk Low, they come in between like 90 to 100 quid, depending on sizing and whatever. The way this shoe is built in comparison to a company like Nike that's worth billions and billions and billions, it's mad. Like, it's actually mental, just holding it. And like I said, I could sit here all day and speak about the details and the nubuck and whatever, but the actual just feel of the shoe is so premium. And sometimes like sneakers are really overcomplicated and everyone talks about the details and whatever, but just holding the shoe, for me, like when I got my pair, I got sent a pair a week ago, it just feels amazing, man. Like, it's so good. It's everything you love about sneakers. And one thing I do really, really like about the whole customer experience of No Two Ways is that they haven't just done it on the cheap in terms of like away from the shoe. So the whole customer experience, the whole consumer experience is great. And what I mean by that is when, as soon as you get the shoe, it comes in a custom box. So like not this shoe box, like the actual packaging comes in a exact like No Two Ways box. Which is just, it's a really small thing. And I know you don't wear the box and the shoe isn't about the box, but when you're spending X amount of money on a sneaker, and people who like me who love sneakers, who collect shoes, who collect stuff in general, they like that kind of user experience. And that's what I love so much about this. So if you actually come into the box, there's so much going on. There's branding on the front. There's No Two Ways all over it, subtle No Two Ways, yeah, everywhere. And yeah, man, it's like a really, really nice, it just symbolizes everything I love about shoes. And I mean, that's where I really fuck with this brand quite a lot. They haven't really cut any corners. I haven't got any ties to Calyx or Rocky or whatever. I'm purely non-biased. The guys are smashing it. Now, if we actually do come on to some of the details, it's a Mocha colorway. So the actual Mocha colorway itself is one of the most popular colorways in sneakers. If you've been around in the sneaker space for the last couple of years, you would have seen the rise of the Jordan 1 Mocha. We saw the Nike Dunk Low Mocha colorway released in August, I believe. And we're actually seeing a Jordan 1 High Latte colorway release, which isn't a Mocha colorway, but it's meant to be a kind of like lighter Mocha version. And that's coming out, I believe, like February, March next year. At least it's not completely confirmed, but it's like heavily rumored, and it probably will come out at that time. At that time of year next year. And so to release a shoe like this with such like high hopes on it, in such like a anticipated colorway, such a popular colorway. Like, they kind of had to get it right. And the suede's phenomenal. I love the rope laces. The detailing on the tongue is also sick. And man, like, and the tab as well. That's what I was meant to say. The tab on the heel is fire. And man, I kid you not, as soon as you have this in hand, the shoe is just, it just screams like proper sneaker. And I kid you not, for £110, I am genuinely really, really impressed. I don't think there's not many shoes on the market that you can get a better bang for your buck for. And if you are a sneakerhead or if you do love collecting shoes, I promise you, as soon as you get this, the detailing is crazy. It's not just a shoe. There's so much going on. And yeah, 23rd of November, highly recommend. Get involved with it. Now, this sneaker here is probably the best shoe you can buy right now if you're trying to get into shoes, in my humble opinion. Now, this is the Nike SB Type Booth Dunk. It released last week and it is phenomenal. Now, initially, it's a white and black shoe. Now, we've seen this before with the iconic Panda Dunk, literally the shoe of the last couple of years, probably the most sold shoe over the last couple of years as well. And that gets quite a lot of hate. But what I love with this colorway is that there's so much going on, but there's not an overly complicated amount. They've done the colorway really nice. And what I mean by that is the actual white on the leather here, it's got this kind of sheet metal branding, which is really, really cool, or design, I should say. And it's got a few really nice like orange details that breaks up the white and black colorway, because the white and black can be quite a little bit plain. However, with the branding and the orange on the outsole and this little tab here amongst the swoosh, and the sheet metal style, I think the shoe is fantastic. And it's an SB. They're really, really comfy. They're really wearable. It comes with white, black, and orange laces. So depending on what vibe you want to do, if you want a more kind of outlandish vibe, the orange laces are perfect. And bro, man, I absolutely love this shoe. I paid resale. I didn't hit on retail. I paid £185 for these. And that is considering retail was 120, so I paid like 60 quid above, or kind of like resale wise, so I paid 60 quid above what the retail price. And that, for me, is not that bad in today's market. I think the shoe's phenomenal, man. I'm a big, big advocate of this shoe. And yeah, man, SBs have been killing it this year. And we've got the April SBs coming up, which actually releases next Monday. So yeah, it's a great time to be getting into SBs. And if you do want to get into SBs, or if you do want to get into sneakers in general, I would really recommend starting off with this. It's wearable. It's not overly complicated. It's not too expensive. It's not too hyped. It's just perfect, man. I absolutely love it. So fair play to Nike and Type Booth. They've absolutely killed it with this crep, man. So this jacket right here is probably the rarest jacket I actually own and have ever bought. This is the Supreme North Face Exhibition. I'm not actually sure what it's called. I want to say Venture Jacket. I could be completely wrong. I can't remember the actual name. However, it's from 2012, which is 11 years old, which is, bro, I would have been in year 7 when this released. I wouldn't have even known what Supreme was back in the day. So yeah, it's a Supreme and North Face collaboration, one of their first kind of jackets they ever released, or not one of the first, but very early doors. And it is crazy. I mean, my girlfriend is behind the camera and she absolutely hates it, but I really, really like it. I get the color is a little bit unique, but the design is in my opinion, very cool. So let me run you through it. It is a kind of golden brown clay colorway, and all over it has this Atlas map type detailing. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's just crazy. And it's got Supreme all over it as well. And the iconic North Face badge here. And the cool thing about this jacket, if you are into your kind of like Gorp Core and your actual like technical jackets, it is like an oil base inside. So let me show you the inside of the jacket. So yeah, if you're into this kind of stuff, like actually outwear and stuff, you might like this. It is like an oil base, so it doesn't stick to your skin. It's like sweat repellent. There's some kind of like pit holes on the sides. If you're really gonna rock this hiking or whatever. So it is actually a properly like good outwear jacket. But yeah, man, the design is crazy. And I think I buy a lot of these pieces now because I never could afford them back in the day. So like, it's almost like, it's a combination of nostalgia and kind of progression. And also the fact like items like this have dropped off in value over the years because Supreme isn't as hyped anymore. And yeah, like I said, progression, nostalgia. I mean, back in the day, probably when I was into Supreme, people would have sold this for over a grand, probably more than that. And now it is sitting at, I paid $295, I think, for this, maybe even $290. And it's an absolute bargain, man. I love it. Condition's great for an 11-year-old jacket. It hasn't been worn overly much. And mate, it's fire, man. You have to let me know. I know it's not gonna be everyone's taste, bro, but I'm a big fan. I'm going through this phase at the moment of spending a shitload of money that I probably shouldn't be on old Supreme pieces, old Palace pieces, old Off-White Crepes, old Yeezys, all this kind of like stuff that I was into in my childhood that I could just couldn't afford then. But thankfully, I'm in a bit of a better financial. I have a bit more like, what they call it? Like money you can spend on stuff like this, materialistic shit. So this is probably my rarest jacket to date, the North Face Supreme Atlas jacket or whatever it's called. So this week I used Pandabuy for the first time. If you follow me on TikTok, you will know that I am kind of running this series at the moment where I buy stuff from Pandabuy. And if you don't know what Pandabuy is, it's gone crazy and really, really popular over the last few weeks and months over social media and TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. And it's basically where people, it's like a middleman where people buy really good reps and fakes from China and import them into the UK. Now, obviously I don't condone this at all. It's purely for educational purposes only, but it has been, these type of reps have been having a big impact in the authentic sneaker game. So I can't really get away from them. Like my resale website and store, we get sent loads of fakes all the time. And the fakes we get sent are so much better these days. Like it's genuinely terrifying. So we're gonna have a look at one today. I've been lucky enough to get, I haven't actually bought these directly. One of my mates who's into reps sent them over, and they're a pair of Jordan 4 Military Blacks, and they are effectively the closest batch, I've been told, the closest batch to one-to-one. Now, one-to-one refers to the replica shoe being almost identical, or if not identical to the real one. So let's take a look. Now, if you actually like just look at it with the naked eye, I mean, the shoe is identical. I mean, it is terrifyingly close. There's all these kind of myth checks, like the back tab check on the Jordan 4. If you bounce that, it's not meant to bounce back, means it's fake or whatever. All of this stuff irrelevant on these type of creps, man. I mean, these are like 60, 70 pound fakes, which is quite a lot. It's for a fake shoe, I imagine. And the quality is like, unfortunately for me, it is amazing. Like I've never been a big fake guy or rep guy. I don't mess with reps and I never will. However, it is so fascinating to see how good these are. In fact, the only way, or one of the only ways you can tell these are fake, I'm not sure if it's gonna pick up on camera, but if you look at like the inside label here, you probably won't be able to see it. That's one way to check. So the font might be a tiniest bit different, the code might be a bit different or whatever. And one way that we check at Kicksforce, which is my reselling store, we actually have like paid authenticators, and we run it through paid authenticating apps as well. And the one way a lot of people do check these days and can like defer a replica pair, even if it is like allegedly one-to-one or whatever, to the authentic one, the best way to compare is probably looking at the inside stitching. The inside stitching, I'm not sure if it's gonna actually come up on camera, but just for reference, if you wanna find out if your creps are legit, just take out the insole, and this isn't like universal, some pairs might differ, but anyway, if you take the insole out, you can see that the stitching might not be quite as professional as on a authentic pair. So for example, on this pair, the stitching is pretty good, but it overlaps a few times, isn't ideal. I'm no absolute like nerd when it comes to authenticating creps like these, but a lot of the boys who work with us are like obsessed with just like taking the insole out, and straight away they look into it and they see that the stitching might be the tiniest bit off, and they can tell pretty much straight away that it's a fake. But that's just how terrifying it is. If we've got to the point now where the only way to tell if a crep is fake is by pulling the shoe apart and looking at the insides and the interior and everything going on internally in the shoe, mate, I mean, it's almost impossible to tell these days. So you've got to be really, really careful if you're buying shoes, man. So the one bit of advice I would have to anyone, if you do want to buy like shoes, and if you are buying shoes from places like Depop and just like other like, you know, resellers, I guess, you really need to be careful. Get them checked straight away on arrival. Open the insole out, compare on YouTube, look at other like legit checks. And there are good apps out there as well that do check your shoes. You can pay like £2, £4, £5 or whatever, and they will actually check. You just take a few pictures of your shoe and they will check the shoe for you. We've used places like Legit Check and Check before. They're all pretty much the same, I think. It's just, for me, someone who's been into sneakers for a long time, been into shoes for a long time, been into fashion for a long time, and to see the amount of reps, man, it is crazy. I mean, it is mental, man. And the way the shoes have progressed in terms of the quality, mate, it's wild, man. It's absolutely wild. It's a scary time to be a sneakerhead, that's for sure. Now, if you've been absolutely anywhere on fashion TikTok, you will know about bloke court and football shirt wear and this whole kind of debate if football shirts are bloke court and whatever. But anyway, I've been into football shirts for a long, long time. I've collected them for ages. It's like kind of been mine and my dad's thing for years and years. And I do wear and do buy a lot, like each week. And also I'm blessed to get sent some. So this is a few I've been rocking this week and a few I had come in recently. So first up we have, I think it's this season's Barcelona promo kit. It is in collaboration with Spotify. I've got the Rolling Stones emblem here, I believe. And yeah, the Barca shirts are always fire, man. They're really, really cool with the red and blue, the stripes, and obviously the Nike brand is really nice as well. This shirt, excluding the branding on the arms, it does scream, I think most Barca shirts kind of scream a little bit Y2K, a little bit vintage, obviously it isn't, but it's a really, really nice piece, man. I love it. So I feel like the colors are always really easy to style as well. And yeah, I've had a big obsession with Barca shirts for a long, long time. We've also got a few others to show you today as well. Now, this is actually my favorite shirt this year across the whole board of football shirts. It's actually a Marseille. I'm not sure if it's the home or away shirt. I was lucky enough to be sent it from Puma, and it's a bit of a bittersweet one for me. So it's actually one of my favorite Watford players. I'm a Watford fan. Moved to Marseille in the summer. It's Marley Sarr, and Puma. So literally the next couple of days, they sent me out a Marseille shirt. So big up to them. And the shirt itself, I didn't really know much about the French league football shirt, to be brutally honest. But this shirt is absolutely phenomenal. Now, firstly, the actual like white is kind of this gradient white and gray combo, which is really fire. I really quite like that. It almost looks uneasy and like kind of mismatching, but I think that's fire. And then they have this gold like embroidered Puma there and under and above the Marseille logo as well, and on the sleeve, which is really, really cool. And the actual shirt itself, man, is perfect, bro. I love the blue. I love the blue on the rims of the arms and the neck. And man, it's absolutely fire. I think retail for this is like 50 quid. You can probably pick it up for 50, 60 quid. And yeah, I think it's nice to see so many people who are into fashion and into streetwear rocking football shirts. I think there's so much more character in football shirts than there is a normal t-shirt. There's so much like hidden stuff behind it. And look, there's a lot of criticism about people rocking football shirts as well. A lot of people on social media will say you shouldn't wear a shirt that you don't support, like with a team you don't support. But man, I've been to 400 or 500 football games in my life supporting one football club, home and away. And if I want to buy a football shirt because it looks nice, I'm going to buy a football shirt because it looks nice. I'm obviously not going to be rocking probably any other championship club or any like direct rivals to the team I support, but supporting a team that's like 500 miles away in another country, man, is all rocking a shirt from that club is nothing to me, bro. I think they're really cool fashion staples. And mate, I really love this Marseille shirt. Now, another shirt I've rocked recently and had come in recently is this new season AC Milan shirt. I believe it's either their third or away kit. I'm not sure which one it is. But this is fire. Again, Puma sent me out loads of kits. So big up to Puma, they're always sorting me out. And mate, I mean, this is absolutely gorgeous. Now, I don't want to critique the shirt and like, analyze it too much because I don't know that much about AC Milan. And in terms of like the actual branding, I don't know what this kind of gradient branding or this like subtle branding amongst the white on the shirt actually is. It probably means something like symbolic to the club. I don't know, but I just love the look of it. It's also super, super light. The red and black stripe is fire. I've been rocking it. I rocked it with a fit in the summer with like some Chicago Jordan 1s, which was sick because they kind of match. And mate, yeah, it's such a nice shirt. I absolutely love it. I haven't worn it this too much recently purely because it is so thin and it is winter. But mate, the shirt is absolutely fire. I'm a big fan. And if you are looking to like buy some shirts get into football shirts or whatever, just browse and buy whatever shirt you like, man. Just buy whatever shirt you like. There's so much stuff on social media and TikTok and Instagram about people analyzing shirts and their collection. It doesn't matter if it's vintage, it doesn't matter if it's retro, it doesn't matter if it's super valuable. You don't need anything like that, man. You can get into collecting football shirts just because they look cool. So just buy a shirt you like, and that's kind of like my philosophy on this AC Milan shirt. Now this right here is a piece of clothing I will never ever sell. I do actually like sell quite a lot of my old clothes just to make room and money for new stuff because I'm always buying and selling. But this, there's very, very few pieces in my collection I wouldn't sell, and this is definitely one of them. And it is relevant to the football craze because it is a football Palace and Adidas collaboration, and they released this long sleeve football jersey. It is fire, man. I absolutely love it. It has the OG Adidas logo on the crest with the Palace Trifurg, and on the back, it has 15 with the Adidas branding as well. The only issue with this is the 15 like print or like fabric is really sticky and it gets loads of dirt and dust collected on it. If I leave it on the floor, it's like completely fucked, but it is really, really cool and I will never ever get rid of it. It's probably one of my favorite pieces of all time. And I don't know too much about it, to be honest. I found it on Depop a couple of years ago. I just bought it straight up. Maybe it was 2015, as it's got 15 Adidas on the back. I suspect it could be that. But it's really, really cool, man. It's kind of got these like shape prints all over it and this glossy blue stitching. And mate, it is gorgeous, man. I'm such a huge fan of it. I think I paid like just under 100 quid for it. I don't know what it's worth now. There's not many of them on the market. It's not really like a popular piece, but it's definitely one of those garments that every so often comes along that you just like absolutely adore, and you just whatever the season, whatever the weather, whatever it is, I will be caught rocking it, and I wear it all the time on my TikToks. If you follow me on there, mate, I'm a huge fan of this. Palace are really, really good at football shirts. They've released a couple with Umbro previously, Adidas. These guys have absolutely killed it once again. I actually did buy quite a lot of garms this week and I dived back into my Supreme hype, my Supreme days, and we bought quite a lot of Supreme box logos. Now, I don't rock too many box logos these days, but I do collect quite a few. And this one right here is the 2021 Tiffany box logo. It is absolutely phenomenal. I love it. It is literally just a box logo on a t-shirt. However, I do like the color. The blue Tiffany or the kind of turquoise Tiffany is fire. White t-shirt, Tiffany branding, Tiffany Supreme box logo on the front. And on the back, there is some small detailing. If you can see on the camera right here, Tiffany & Co. New York, 1837. That's about it really, man. The price on this, I believe, was around, I paid around 300, 270, 300. It is really, really fire. Now, the thing about this is back in the day when this released in 2021, it was like, I think it was towards the end of the year, I didn't go for the box logo on the drop. The Tiffany collaboration also released like necklaces, jewelry, rings and a couple of other bits and like pendants and stuff. I did actually buy a pendant and I resold it and I made quite a good whack of money on it. But back then it only resold for like 50 to 100 pound profit. So not like quite, maybe I'll rephrase that, not quite a lot of money. I made an okay amount of money for like resale prices wise. But now, I think if you wanted to buy that exact pendant now, or whatever it was, like this necklace thing, the Supreme Tiffany necklace, I mean, the resale was like nearly a grand and the retail was like 300 quid. So I took a bit of an L on that. But the Tiffany box logo that I didn't go for back in the day because I thought it was going to be too hard to get, I finally got my hands on it and I'm gassed, man. It is a really, really clean piece. We're going to be ranking a few other my box logos that I brought in today as well. I've also bought these pretty recently, these two. And another box logo I bought up this week was the 2016 Supreme Sage kind of khaki green box logo. Resale on this right now, if you wanted to buy it brand new, thankfully I didn't buy it brand new, is literally over a grand, which is crazy. The Supreme hype was really peaking back then. And I remember exactly, I think it dropped December 2016. I didn't get it, I missed out. I was sat in my college classroom. We were all like sat, had all the Supreme website up on all the monitors in the college. And I think literally no one copped, bro, because no one really knew what we were doing. And obviously the site was botted so heavily back then. It was just crazy, man. Like the traffic on that website back in the day would have been absolutely insane. So I've bought it. I paid a couple hundred for it. The hype has kind of died down a little bit, thankfully, so I can afford these garms. And yeah, it is a kind of a green hoodie with a green box logo on it. And it isn't much, but like I've said earlier in the podcast, for me, it's all about the progression and kind of nostalgia. And I probably won't rock this too much, to be honest, but just having it in hand is just like quite satisfying for me. I really like this one. It's quite low key, nothing crazy going on. It's a box logo, man. There's only so much you can say about a BOGO, but yeah, my inner hype beast is coming out in 2023, which is definitely not trending. So you cannot say I follow trends or I'm some kind of sheep, because bro, I mean, who else is buying this amount of weird Supreme shit back in 2023 these days? And finally, I bought one of probably the most controversial and hated Supreme box logos. It is the crosshatch BOGO, or the Supreme cross BOGO. It is literally what it says on the tin. It's got a Supreme BOGO going vertically across and horizontally. It's a cross. They got quite a lot of hate at the time because we hadn't really seen anything like this back in the day. It released December 2020, I believe. And I think you could have, retail would have been, what, 160, 150 or something like that. I can't even remember. But these days it is reselling for around 270, 280. You can pick it up secondhand for really, really cheap. I've actually seen secondhand ones and pre-owned of this exact colorway and this exact design sell for, I don't know, like 80, 90 quid, which is literally insane, bro. I mean, that summarizes the kind of downfall, not the downfall of Supreme, because they're still doing really good stuff, but the downfall on the resale market. Whenever I refer to the downfall of Supreme, I'm always talking about like the hype, if you like, which is definitely not a bad thing that it's kind of disappeared a little bit, but people like me still buying it. But yeah, it's a weird one for me. I don't mind the design. I don't mind the Crossbox logo. It is a little much. It's probably even more than like the iconic box logo. Like the whole point of rocking a box logo is like kind of like, look at me, I'm wearing a Supreme box logo. I'm wearing two on one hoodie, does seem a little bit arrogant, but because of the controversy around it, not even controversy, but because it's like a little bit of a disliked one, I had to buy it, man, because yeah, straight in the collection. Yeah, paid a good price for it, and yeah, it's an interesting one, that's for sure. And my final recent pickup of the week was these Nike Air Max 97s and the Skepta collaboration. Now, I love the Air Max 97 silhouette. It's probably one of my favorite silhouettes of all time. It's definitely my favorite Air Max, the 97. It's definitely my favorite Air Max, sorry. Yeah, man, I bought my first Air Max probably back in the day, my first 97, probably in like maybe 2016, I think, when they started, like the Silver Bullet started re-releasing and all that stuff. And yeah, I recently picked up these Skepta 97s. These exact shoes released in 2017. The resale now is anywhere between 200 to 400, depending on sizing and depending on condition. I'm not entirely sure what they do on the secondary market, but I paid a really good price for these, just over 200 quid. They're insanely good condition. I mean, they are literally mint. And it's really hard to find a really good pair of these in this type of condition these days, purely because they're, you know, not old, but they're definitely not a new shoe. Yeah, they're fire, man. In terms of the review, they've got these kind of, I don't know what you call it, like maybe a chrome type detailing mixed with the kind of velvet on the Air Max. And yeah, the bubble's cool. The iconic mini swoosh on the 97 is really nice as well. And yeah, the shoe itself is just great. I have a lot of white shoes and I don't like just wearing purely white shoes, but I have loads of white shoes. I have a lot of light shoes. So I wanted to have something a little bit darker for the winter months to go with a bit more kind of like low key fits, because wearing white shoes is quite like, look at me, they're bright. And I have a lot of like big, bright kind of obviously like almost like arrogant kicks. So yeah, I wanted something a little bit more low key. And yeah, I'm a big fan of these Skepta 97s, man. I think they've done a Nike, a bit of an older shoe now, but yeah, back in the day, Nike done a really good job on these, man. And I want to see I like seeing 97s about, man. They're a really cool crep. And I loved the 97 wave we saw probably in like 2016, 17. Everyone was rocking 97s, man. These days it's a lot more 95s and whatever, but bro, the 97s have a spot in my heart, that's for sure. So that wraps the pod up, people. Big up to you for supporting and thank you very much for watching. Out Monday, 6 p.m. every week, new episode every week. Follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Insta, there's clips all over there. Yeah, man, I've been Culture Force, aka Jack, and thank you very much for watching. I'll see you Monday, 6 p.m.